Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Higher than any mountain, higher than every star. Lord, we say we love you, 'cause you're the best by far. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. 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 Higher than any rainbow, higher than the bright sun. Lord, we say we love you, 'cause you're the only one. Lord, we lift you higher, higher.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson, coming to you on day 22 of Verses of Victory. Day 22. Verses of Victory is a devotional that is designed to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. You have been listening to Lord, We Lift You Higher, Higher. That's a song that I wrote, and I will be introducing it in full at some point. But for now, let's go ahead and get to our readings for today, or our reading, I should say. We are on day 22 at Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1, and today we are in the KJV, King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith demonstrates that we believe God can do the impossible and enables us to hope against all hope. I have heard many times that God responds not to our needs, but to our faith. He told the woman with the issue of blood that her faith is what made her well. We not only have to have faith to believe it, but we also have to have faith to believe that we have received it, even though it may not look like it yet. Plant your seed of faith, no matter how small it may be. Water it with prayer, fasting, and the word, and watch it grow. As it matures, nurture it, and then exercise it by putting it to good use in every trying situation. Know wholeheartedly that faith will keep you going when nothing else will. Now, that's the ending of what I wrote, but since the time that I wrote that, I've come across a couple of things. You may have noticed when I read it the first time, I emphasized the word now. And that's because, I usually would have just read it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I heard someone preach or talk about how it's now faith. So that when we have faith, we have to believe that we've received it now. It's the faith that we have for the now. Just think about that. When you're asking for something, you have to believe that you've received it now. You may not see it yet, but believing that it's on its way. I choose to look at it now. Sometimes that, I believe I received it, and maybe God has a special way that he's planning to unfold it and present it for me. So I'm learning to try to be patient, that God has big surprise in store for me. He knows I like surprises, and so sometimes he's just working out the details of how it's going to be presented so that I would just be amazed at him all over again. So that was our reading. And we're going to go on to our three P's. Personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize, what does this verse, Hebrews 11:1, mean to you? I know it's a favorite for a lot of people. What does it mean to you to know the definition of faith according to this scripture? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And lastly, we always proclaim with a prayer of victory over your situation. Believe it and receive it. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of faith. Help me to exercise my faith in the little things and the big things. Help me to have faith as I wake up each day that I will be able to conquer all that comes my way. I declare, Lord, that I will allow the faith that you have given me to manifest in every situation that I may face today. Amen. Well, that concludes day 22. I thank you for sticking with me thus far. And with that, I'm going to leave you again with some music, and I will see you or talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.
Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Higher than any mountain, higher than every star. Lord, we say we love you, 'cause you're the best by far. Lord, we lift you higher.